I had not declined. Oh, what have I done? If I had not asserted my will, I'd be forever linked to him still. Link Frank Lloyd Wright with Aileen Barnes Doll, with Hollyhock House and Olive Hill. We'd be the cover on Life magazine, radio stars, and newsreel king and queen. President Wilson flattering me to light the White House Christmas tree. Oh, please, the honor is mine, Woodrow. But no, jamais, as say the French. It's too grave an insult to consume. And really, my audience on a park bench. Not to mention frogs in the living room. A madman, that's what he is. An egotist beyond all call. Inflated piece of bluster and gall. Besides, he stands only this tall. I said that I would give it away. I said I'd do it, so I will. I'll write the city, write them today. Adieu, adieu to Olive Hill. Or I could acquiesce, just a little, concede to him his ridiculous reflecting pool, but in exchange for which he would give me 30 minutes. That would be all I would need. 30 minutes during which he would promise not to interrupt. That would be the key, so that I might present to him what it is that I envision. The artist's residences, the living room facing east, but first and foremost, the theater, the audience, the art. Oh yes, Sugartop, what a fool I have been, allowing him to interrupt me so often and so rudely. For once he could see the vision in my mind. Oh, surely then. Oh, then. Oh, then. That's something even he can't scorn. Once he sees my vision, must be born. Sugartop, he will make amends with me. He may even be friends with me. I'll write him tomorrow. I'll write him. Never forget, Sugartop, what Mummy has done to celebrate your birthday. It will all be for you. Filled with artists everywhere, painters, actors, jardiniere, I will build a little stage. Soon will it become all the rage. Cause a theater to appear.